Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
You know your business better than anyone, so when you need finance to grow, you deserve a lender who understands too. Responsible finance providers look at the whole picture, the story behind the numbers, your plan and what you want to achieve. Our fair, flexible finance, decided by real people, not a computer, helps thousands of businesses every year. Find out more at findingfinance.org.uk. Finding Finance is a trading style of the Community Development Finance Association, which is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. A regulated credit broker and not a lender. We provide information only in respect of community development finance institutions and other finance providers, which may be available to you from our approved panel of lenders. Finding Finance. .org.uk.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Working people who travel along, and pray come and tell me where the work has all gone. Long time I have travelled and never found none, and it's all the hard times of old England, in old England, very hard times. Provisions you buy from a shop, it is true, but if you've got no money, there's none there for you. So what are poor folk and their families to do? And it's all the hard times of old England, in old England, very hard times. You go to a shop and you ask for a job. They answer you there with a shake and a nod. Is enough to make poor folk to turn out and rob. And it's all the hard times of old England, in old England, very hard times. You see working people a walk in the street from morning till night for employment to seek, and scarcely they have any shoes to their feet. And it's all the hard times of old England, in old England, very hard times. Soldiers and sailors have just come from a war, been fighting for Queen and for country sure. Come home to be starved, but better have stayed where they were. And it's all the hard times of old England, in old England, very hard times. Freedom is turning
sing all the good times of old England. In old England, very good times. Come on, working people, and stand to your ground. If we all join together, we can turn it around. Freedom is turning the world upside down. Sing all the good times of old England.
Martin Simpson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM and sheffieldlive.org.
My obstinate uncle once went to the sea with my mum and my dad and my cousins and me. We went in a yellow and green coloured bus, and the crowd of us made a magnificent fuss. My uncle, he's mum's younger brother called Ernie, was in a great mood for most of the journey, till he and my mum had a slight disagreement about what a sign pointing down to the sea meant. Still, that was soon over and nobody grumbled, as down through the sand hills we rumbled and tumbled, and into the sea with an almighty splash, then off up the sand in a hurricane dash. We had a fine picnic, the food it was grand, though everything was slightly covered in sand. Then went for a walk through the edge of the waves and found some alarming piratical caves. We plucked up our courage, went in and explored for ages and ages until we got bored. Dad had been watching, and on our return he asked us quite anxiously, "Where's Uncle Ernie?" It seemed he'd gone off after lunch, rather grumpy, complaining the sand was too lumpy and bumpy, and said, "If I look, I'm quite certain to hit on something or other more solid to sit on." My father had gone for a stroll later on, and kept an eye out for where Ernie had gone, but got a bit worried when nowhere around, though he looked high and low, could my uncle be found. Myself and my cousins joined in on the search, through the tea house, the pub, and the old ruined church, then went back to Mum in a state of despair, till little Teresa cried, "What's that out there?" We looked where she pointed, right over the strand, and saw a small shape, just the size of your hand. And so we ran and we ran, but as we drew nearer, the shape it grew larger and queerer, for there on the edge of the water he sat, in his trousers and blazer and Panama hat. A long time ago there had once been a pier that had fallen to ruins for many a year, but down in the rubble, on one of the beams, old Ernie discovered the chair of his dreams, and sat there as happy could be, with his shoes and socks off and his toes in the sea. He sat while we went for a swim and a run, built sandcastles, sunbathed, and had lots of fun. And when we came back after taking a walk, he and my mother were having a talk. And as we drew nearer, being children and curious, we heard her say, "Ernie, please don't make me furious. You know how you suffer when you've had a soaking. When you're laid up in bed, you'll know I'm not joking." He said, "There's no need to make all this alarm. A drop of sea water will do me no harm." Said Mother, while throwing her eyes up to heaven, "You're worse than young Peter, and he's only 7. Come on now, please, Ernie, just don't be absurd." But he sat there, refusing to utter a word. Quite soon we discovered our little commotion had drawn a good crowd to the edge of the ocean, and watching the tide, it was rising quite fast, some people laid bets on how long he might last. By now there was water right over his knees, and people were saying he'd certainly freeze, and Peter said, "He'll get a cold in his bum, and got an 'I'll deal with you later' look from our mum." The sun was beginning to sink to the west as the water was rising around Ernie's chest. And then, as we noticed the first shining star, my mother said, "Ernie, this joke's gone too far." They all tried to move him, but so tight he gripped, they only got soaked as they slithered and slipped. When the water was lapping right under his chin, my dad came along and said, "Ernie, you win. Please do believe me. You've nothing to prove. We won't think less of you now if you move." But he sat like a statue in stone, though I think, when the grown-ups weren't watching, he gave us a wink. Dad said he was born for a watery grave, as the Panama hat floated off on a wave, and all we could see was his pipe and some bubbles. And sad Mother sighed, "There's an end to his troubles." Then, as we stood watching, our eyes growing dim, he stood up on the chair and dived in for a swim. Thank you.
surfista no fundo de mar. Cachéu, cacilo, cacili, vovô maninho, ele que tá viciando. O surfista no fundo de mar, e a Fátima, Cabral falando, mas caminho está diante, oh, Deus que acompanha o de meu filho, oh, aí, oh, foronta, aí, é, foronta, diga a canhota.
Tell Hello, this is John Bowden from Bellowhead and you're listening to Sheffield Live, number one for Sheffield music.
Silent through the snow, drifting softly to your door. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. I feel so strange. I feel so weak. I've walked the world end of empty streets in search alone. I've searched alone, but you're still in my mind. You're still in my mind. And here's where the sound of my tears hits the ground, just like the rain, just like the rain. When we walk along the shore, my darkness shaded all we saw. I was unkind, I was unkind. I feel so strange, I feel so weak. I've walked a world of empty streets in search alone. I've searched alone, but you're still in my mind. You're still in my mind. And here's where the sound of my tears hits the ground, just like the rain, just like the rain. Still in my mind. And here's where the sound of my tears hits the ground, just like the rain, just like the rain, just like the rain, just like the rain.
Ah, 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 ah. Yo, check this out. This is Punjabi MC right now. I'm on the airwaves, 93.2 Sheffield Live.
Au détour de la rue somnolente que les fantômes du passé ton visage rempli de tristesse que par compassion tous les souffres caressent. Gore, gore, au cœur de leur fracas rock, j'entends tes indociles vagues nocturnes murmurer la souffrance d'une époque où les nuits mouraient sans clair de lune. De tes murs fêlés par les ans, combien de reflets furtifs et ondulants me comptent les sons voyages au confet des monts rivaux. Gore, gore, quel trouble mon âme fut saisie. Sur le passage face à l'infini, m'apparut le pavillon hors la loi, emportant toute ta fierté, toute ta joie, arraché ton flanc maternel, plein d'amour maternel, ta chair par une injustice sans loi, fit exiler vers l'enfer des chats des cotons, égoré aujourd'hui. Ton sol noirci par la peine a jamais gardé cette douleur qui t'enchaîne, comme te font ces larmes alentour de ton histoire prisonnière de toujours. Somnolente que les fantômes du passé. Gore, gore, c'est ton visage rempli de tristesse que par compassion les sauves caressent. Murmurer la souffrance d'une époque où les nuits mouraient sans clair de lune. Gore, gore, gore island, gore, gore island, gore, gore. Mami Gore.